This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
And we say thank you to every police officer and law enforcement agent who's out tonight protecting us, black, white, Latino, of every race, every color, every creed, every sexual orientation. When they come to save your life, they don't ask if you are black or white. They just come to save you.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
We government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. Homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one San Diego, California at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not heard, two officers are down in San Diego this morning, early morning, around 1 a.m. San Diego Tribune reporting that two officers have been shot. We do now know that one has died. The officer that died married with two children. I just thought I'd let that sink in with you. I know that all of us are concerned about our police officers, and of course, with this president, President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, blue lives don't matter. That's just their leadership style, isn't it? Just another assassination of officers. Sort of routine now. Just get over it. Nothing to see here. Just move along. But that's leadership, ladies and gentlemen. Leadership brings you the death of these officers. Our thoughts and prayers are with everyone in the San Diego Police Department, especially the family of the fallen officer and the wounded officer, as we always know. Thought we would put this up first on the radio show this morning, especially in light of what was going on in the absolute circus maximus of the DNC last night. We're going to be getting into that. And also, we're going to be looking into some questions about, were the California elections June 7th rigged? More election rigging in California. Come on, give me a break. Are you kidding me? It's just like routine nature that in California elections are rigged. This is the way it is. You know, we're a solid Democrat, socialist, communist state. So why wouldn't the elections be rigged? You know, it's I think it was Lenin or Stalin or one of those two guys, I mean, good totalitarians that they are, who made the comment, you know, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. Well, you know, in California, because we have such a refined socialist communist state, we've refined that one down. Yes, it is. It's a matter of who goes out and votes because, you know, we long exposed here on Agenda 21 Radio, and this has been known for a long time during the election cycles in California, that you go get college kids and you put them into buses and you tell them how to vote Democratic, or now what they're doing is they're getting the immigrants, right? The illegal immigrants, which are, you know, registering to vote illegally, but that's okay as long as you get their votes. And, of course, then, see, they got them both covered. See, this is the thing, the beauty of California in the totalitarian nature of Jerry Brown and the rest of the Democrats here. You get them voting for you because they are illegal, so they commit another illegal act, naturally. But who cares? It's all what the way it washes out. And then what you do is you make sure that when you count the votes, it turns out your ways. See, that's it's perfect, isn't it? A perfect set. That's what we've done here in California. Now, I know that that happens in the rest of the nation. You know, I'm very well aware of things in Pennsylvania and Ohio and some of those districts where you have 150% turnout in voting. You have no Republican votes in certain counties, which I find absolutely amazing, and shouldn't you? Yeah, voter fraud is huge. And, well, it's, like I said, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. But in California, it is also who votes because we have those voters. And then who counts the votes? That's the way it works. So we're going to be talking about that. Katie Grimes has a wonderful article. We've been trying to get to it all this week. And also, it's Drudge Day, so it's Friday. And we're going to be talking about various articles on Drudge. We've got a ton of things going on. And but first of all, police officer down again. And this is way before. We're going to get into that was going to be the first thing we're talking about is Hillary Clinton in the coronation last night. But, the you know, we've got to get this whole thing squared away with the police officers, and again tell you that once it's the president of the United States, it's the problem, and his minions in the Democratic Party who have no respect for the police officers and law enforcement and even our military. And you know, it was very amazing at last night's DNC. I know I'm not going to allude on this, but you know, the disgrace that was shown to our police officers. Yeah, disgrace. You know, it was bad enough that two nights before they had all the people with Black Lives Matter, all the victims, quote, victims of police officer shooting, including Trayvon Martin's bogus mother, the mother that showed up at the very end who was never a mother to him. And we put that one to bed over the last couple of days about the real mother. The real mother was his so-called stepmother who raised him up. And this bogus mother that's out there now, reaping millions of dollars for her benefit, not for Trayvon Martin. The bogus people that showed up celebrating the victims who were actually attacking the police at the time. The false narrative that was blown up by the Democrats and continues to be blown up. The lie. This is what they were doing all last night as well. The lie. You know, and again, when we talk about this in the next segment, remember, it's a sociopathic situation, so we're going to apply the Obama rule. The Obama rule for interpreting sociopathic liars is believe the opposite of what they tell you. And we'll be on that one. But let's get back to this whole notion about police shootings again. This apparently was a, quote, routine traffic stop, as if, and I used to work with law enforcement in schools. I've been out with the officers on numerous calls, some of them very dangerous for me as a school administrator, I have to admit. But been out with the officers, stood with them, crime scenes, stopping crime, and so on. I get it. These people risk their lives every single day for us. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there that have this concern, and that is the militarization of our law enforcement. Now, I want to separate this out because I get this concern all the time. And I know that some of us in the right and the Tea Party groups and so on don't want to see a militarized police force. I don't either. I do not either. Now, the militarization of our police officers was something that was trending with President Barack Hussein Obama, because remember, it was him who introduced this militarized police force that a citizens' police force before he even got into office. Remember, that was one of the things he pitched. And this, everybody recognized this is straight up totalitarian. This is brown shirt behavior right out of Adolf Hitler. And so everybody was protesting that, but it was him who was pushing the federalization of all the police forces, thus federalizing police as a military, paramilitary force. And that's when we saw all these weapons, all these things that were, surplus equipment from Iraq and Iran, the war over in the Middle East, coming into police forces. Well, how was that working out for everybody? There was a lot of pushback. And quite frankly, I think pictures from Ferguson kind of laid a lot of that to rest. But I want to talk about the attitude that was laid on a lot of the police forces out there. And that was that federalization, that militarization aspect that was laid upon the police forces, in which people were demonized by this administration, such as Tea Party patriots, such as anybody who held a flag, a Gadsden flag or American flag, at a protest or at a demonstration. Anybody who was a true patriot was vilified and put on the, well, terror watch list. Remember Janet Napolitano coming out and saying, well, yeah, we have veterans. They're on the terror watch list. Tea Party members, any patriot, any constitutionalist movement, hence the Bundys, right? Terrorists, Americans who love this country, who believe in a constitution, being labeled as terrorists. You see, this is the reach of those radical ideas to form our national police force into the Nazi brown shirts by this president, supported by Hillary Rodham Clinton as well. A mindset that we do not need. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest best survival seed kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
Federalized police. We kind of beat that one back with those images from Ferguson when you probably remember or recall this is the Michael Brown fiasco, another false narrative, another lie in which the officer, Officer Wilson, who prematurely quit his job, by the way, under pressure from everybody, he quit his job to save himself, pretty much. The lie that was told about him and Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot, all that was a lie. Yet, appearing on that stage was, well, family. That's what the Democrats do, is they lie, they lie, they lie. They just continue to lie. And 4 days of lying. Now, it's kind of interesting as a broken party. Last night, many, many times, Hillary Rodham Clinton was jeered. I mean, it was just amazing. In the disgraceful behavior towards the Dallas County Sheriff, who wanted a moment of silence and people were yelling, Black Lives Matter. Yeah. Yeah, that sort of thing, as if blue lives don't matter. Well, right now, San Diego is feeling that pain of Blue Lives Matter. Apparently not to Hillary Rodham Clinton. You know, they come to the party late. There was no support for police in Philadelphia, and they knew it from the Democratic Party. There was so much vitriol towards the Democrats in Philadelphia, and I'll talk about that in a second, but I want to get back into this whole policing in this nationalization, this federalization, the notion to have done that. That's what, remember, the president wanted to do that early. That has been beaten back, I think, by the images of Ferguson, in which all of a sudden everybody jocked up and got in their military gear as police and were going to round up these rioters. And there's several pictures that were out there. We have a dozen of these officers all geared up, all jocked up in military gear with their ARs and knives and bayonets and all that stuff, and they're tracking down and pushing against one rider. So you see, it was an overbearing picture in Ferguson, and the administration had to push back. My point is this: police forces all around the nation got it, what this administration was doing. They realized this administration was not a friend of the police. They're a friend of the criminals, especially as the president started to decriminalize criminals by letting them out early and so on. What was that all about? And showing no support for the police. None whatsoever. And, of course, this started all the way back with the president interfering there with the Harvard professor and basically calling the stupid police force there stupid. Remember that? So never has there been support for the police from this president. Leadership is seen. They understand it. They're bitter about it, as they should be. And of course, what happens is every time you have the chief law enforcement officer of the country who does not support police, then the criminals come out and assassinate. This has happened time and time again in this country. We saw it in the 70s with Jimmy Carter and the whole thing that was going on in New York and other cities around the nation. We saw the same thing. And here it is with another administration that hates the police, hates law enforcement. And now law enforcement is dying all around the country. 33rd, I think, officer this year. It could be 32nd, but that 33rd officer this year assassinated by Obama's administration and by Hillary Clinton. Very little support coming from police officers. You might hear a little, especially yesterday at the convention, that she had to say something about that. But, you know, there's a couple of other things that I think that are really important. And this is something that was said by Hillary Clinton last night. Listen to this.
If we're serious about keeping our country safe, We also can't afford to have a president who's in the pocket of the gun lobby. I'm not here to repeal the Second Amendment. I'm not here to take away your guns. I just don't want you to be shot by someone who shouldn't have a gun in the first place.
Well, yeah, there's Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, if you believe her, and this is where the psychology of the sociopath comes in. If you believe her in any way, shape, or form that she's not going to come and take our Second Amendment rights away as Americans, guess what? I've got land for you in Florida. There are no alligators. It's swampy. No alligators at all. Well, except for the 30-footers that are out there, but they're only man-eaters. And you can buy those too with the property. She won't do it. No, she won't put out executive orders or anything like that. Well, probably a few, but she'll use the courts to do it. That's what she'll do. You see, she's a globalist, and the globalists are hanging on to her right now. Because you see, the one thing that they need, there's two things that they need. They need the destruction of two things that are inalienable rights to the United States of America and to all of its citizens. The First Amendment and the Second Amendment. There's two things that are supporting this country right now against the totalitarians, and the totalitarians hate it. The Second Amendment, because all Americans have guns, and by the way, hasn't this president just been a wonderful gun salesman for the American gun manufacturers? I mean, this guy, every time he talks about, taking your guns away, what do we do? What do we Americans do? Seriously, what do we Americans do? We Americans go out and buy more guns. And, of course, here in California, they're trying to stop that like crazy, even with ammunition, by having to register for ammunition now. That's in bullet buttons. this is at the point of craziness, but this is what they want to do. They want to disarm us, and they're trying to push like crazy, and they think that if in California they can get it done, then the rest of the nation will follow suit. And it might take them 8 to 10 years to disarm America. And once disarmed, of course, we know what happens to every nation on earth when guns are confiscated and the people don't have their guns. And, of course, this happens to be one of our inalienable rights that we have to protect. See, the Constitution's under fire, obviously. They want to destroy the Constitution. And here you have Hillary Rodham Clinton coming out there lying to us again. Oh, she doesn't want to take our guns. Of course she does. And she'll use other means to do that. Again, the sociopathic liar that Hillary Rodham Clinton is, and, of course, President Barack Hussein Obama, shines through and showed through last night at the DNC. Now, I'm not going to play a bunch of speeches that were stupid from last night. I was very much insulted, and I think most Americans were. They came out with a huge patriotic theme. And it was kind of interesting because I think their theme from the very beginning was not to show American flags. And then all of a sudden, people started railing, where's the American flag on stage? You don't even have one American flag on stage, and myself and others. And other people said, oh, no, that was part of the plan. They didn't have a plan for this thing. They were so disorganized, they didn't know what was going on. If they had a plan for it, they would have had a better plan for managing their own groups out there, like Black Lives Matter. And they didn't have a plan for that. It was a whole cavalcade of mistakes. Of course, they pulled off red, white, and blue all over the place last night and acted like they were patriotic. Yet, we had generals who went up to speak and they were being booed and they were being catcalled, trying to come up with a so-called patriotic theme. You see, they realize that they've lost the nation because they know that they've lost the law and order aspect of it, the Democrats have. And that's hard to get back. And one night, when Hillary Rodham Clinton, the first woman, by the way, to be nominated to accept the nomination from a major political group for president of the United States, which we should celebrate. That shows a lot about we Americans, right? But remember, we were fooled once by a black president in which we Americans, mostly white Americans, I might add, voted in a black president. And look what we got instead, a racist bigot who wants to use racism to destroy this country and who wants to turn our police, well, into well, monsters to be killed by Black Lives Matter? That's what this president wants, and Hillary will do the same. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, the DNC. Okay, let's do a little bit of a rundown. First, we had Hillary's daughter, Chelsea, introduce her. Big moment, I guess. And, I've been hearing about this debate between Ivanka and Chelsea. What? People have been talking about what a debate that would be or wouldn't be. I don't know. But I haven't heard any more about it. I got a couple of emails last night, you know, because after she spoke, and I got to tell you, I didn't watch most of it last night. I watched a little bit periodically. I just can't do it anymore. You know, you get to a point where you're just saturated with all this stuff, but I saw the big balloon drop and the patriotism and all this other stuff. Absolutely phony, in my opinion, based upon their behavior. And, you know, based upon their behavior. Now, Bernie Sanders, what's going to happen with him in the next hour? We're going to be talking about actually what's going to happen in California because of the, it looks like huge voter fraud, and we're trying to expose it. I know Katie Grimes in her article that we're going to be basing our conversation on is really kind of hot on this, the apparent huge voter fraud in California for the June 7th primary. It looks like some people are claiming that Bernie Sanders actually won California. Now, you got to remember, I was predicting at the time that Bernie Sanders would win and win big because there was just way too many people, the public outcry for Bernie. Remember, when Hillary was in California campaigning, there was nobody there at her campaign stops. Nobody. There is so much animus and bitterness towards Hillary, even from their own party here in California. I don't know how it's going to fare in the general election. As well, if they have the voter fraud like they had here in the June primary, then she'll win. I mean, that's just a fact, because the globalists control, and remember, who's counting the ballots? And, of course, in California's hybrid system, who's also voting? The immigrants, the illegal immigrants that are all registered and packaged up and ready to go, thanks to Jerry Brown. Yeah, so you see, this is the kind of stuff that's going on, and this is the kind of chicanery of the Democratic Party that will happen. So will Bernie Sanders rise again? I don't think so. I think he's done. But, you know, that's just based upon a few things that I've been reading and seeing, and some of my people in Philadelphia were saying that. Seems like he's sold out. This is not my opinion here. These are comments that I'm relaying from people that I've talked to, that people there feel that he really sold out. Now, having said that, there were so many stories and there's so many YouTubes out there of the absolute vitriol and hatred of Hillary Clinton by these Clintonistas, I guess, and some of your Bernie supporters. And, you know, I got to tell you, quite frankly, some of the stuff I looked yesterday, probably at about a dozen YouTubes from various people. James O'Keefe got knocked down. He wanted to go out and demonstrate. What this is kind of interesting, what he did. And now, those of you that know James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, I've actually met him, have a couple pictures with him and so on, and had him on the radio show one time during Hurricane Sandy, when all the lights, he was in a high rise in Manhattan and no power. His phone was going dead. We had a prearranged conference call or interview, and he answered the phone. And he says, "Look, Paul, I've only got about maybe, I don't know how much time on my cell phone because it's running dead, you know. No power, no nothing, everything, and knocked it out." So we did the interview, and it lasted about 20 minutes, and he still had some spare time on his phone. But interesting, he had no power. So he gave it all to me that night, and I really appreciated it on that interview. Met him here in California, came out to speak to our Tea Party, and what a class act, what a great guy. And, of course, he's doing all kinds of things to expose all kinds of people. So what he did is he dressed up as a Hillary Clinton supporter and marched right out into the groups, the Bernie Sanders groups and all these, union people. By the way, apparently, you know, Philadelphia is a huge union town. Now, my understanding is that the unions don't support Hillary. Well, the rank and file are not supporting Hillary Clinton. Numbers were told to me between 70 and 80% of union workers despise her. Well, if you go and you peruse the YouTube channels and look at some of the vitriol from some of these, quote, union workers, you get it. I've never seen such hatred towards one person like Hillary Rodham Clinton. Well, these are people that are out of a job. These are union people that are out of jobs. So let's get back to O'Keefe. So what O'Keefe did is he got all dressed up in the Hillary shirt, Hillary hat, big Hillary sign, and he was walking around, obviously to provoke people, and to get the opinions of a lot of these people about what it was like to be a Hillary supporter. Wow. I mean, was he getting hammered by these people about on the hatred on these people towards Hillary? The language that they were using, it was just absolutely stunning. And in fact, at one point, they were so angry at O'Keefe with his picture, he had a big picture that he was carrying around, that they actually knocked him over. Yeah, they pushed and got him put. It was getting to be union thuggery right there. And, of course, it was interesting. O'Keefe was finally spotted and outed by some of the people that were around him as James O'Keefe. And I guess the little project had to end. But it was just a clear demonstration of the anger towards Hillary Rodham Clinton. See, there is this undertow of anger and resentment towards her. She's been around too long. And I don't think whatever happened last night and what I saw, this glorious event last night, well, it wasn't too glorious. I mean, you could hear the catcalls and all the other stuff going on. There was the rank and file, I think, in that whole room, the vast majority of that room, well, they were Democratic and they were supporting her. But as you looked around the room, I saw a lot of people not applauding when, you know, Hillary was making comments and stuff. I saw a lot of people just sitting there in their chairs with their arms folded, not applauding, and kind of what that looked like, come on. It's been, you know, see, they're failed by the Democratic Party because they've had no say. And this is what happens when you have no say in your party system and you don't have any transparency going on. And they realize it's rigged. And it has been rigged from the get-go. Now, Donald Trump took a little bit different tack because what he did is he had a hostile corporate takeover of the Republican Party and got the bad apples out. He got the globalist out of the Republican Party. Did you notice that? The Bush family out. Total globalist. Are you kidding me? It was George Bush the senior who made that famous speech about one world order back in the day. Back in 1992, just before he signed the Rio Accord for Agenda 21. Yeah, the globalists are gone from the Republican Party, except for one, Paul Ryan, which he's soon to be gone because, well, you know, supporting the globalists like he has done, supporting the Catholic Church to be funded for, well, billions of dollars to take in the illegal immigrants, right, to house, to feed, to shelter. And Paul Ryan, being the strong Catholic that he did, had to make sure that Obama's request for funds for Catholic charities was followed through on. See, he's a globalist. He's gone, though. He's in real trouble in his own district in Wisconsin. He's polling terrible. So it looks like he's out. Well, and to me, it couldn't happen to a better guy. So will we have a new speaker? Of course, we got to figure out what's going to happen in the House and in the Senate with a Donald Trump victory for president. If that happens, which I think it's going to happen, but again, we have to go out and vote. Don't boo, vote. We'll steal Obama's line. Don't boo, don't be angry, vote. And get other people to vote too. But you know, my point is this, is that there is not a lot of happiness towards Hillary Clinton, I think, collectively around the country. I see it in California all the time. Even with my Democratic friends, it's just that she's a little long in the tooth, and we don't want the oligarchy. We don't want what we've had and seen from somebody who hasn't done anything positive for this country. Not even one, no matter how much they tried last night to paint it. You just can't, you know, get the approval of lipstick on a pig and make it any better looking. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.net.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens Harvest.com.
Yeah, one of the things that's going to be happening here that you're going to start to see is more and more of the globalists are going to come out and support Hillary Clinton as much as they possibly can. And we're talking about people from Europe. We're talking about the Catholic Church. You watch the Pope and the Catholics will come out and support Hillary Rodham Clinton, not wanting to have the interfering, of course, in American politics. And speaking of that, of course, we have the emails that are out there. And yesterday, I was hoping I could kind of lay this whole issue to rest, but, you know, it's just not going to be laid to rest. And that is these 30,000 emails that Hillary dumped illegally, you know, with attorneys who didn't have the necessary security clearances to see the emails that were being deleted, of course. They were seeing top secret information on the servers because they had to decide what needs to go to state, what needs to be dumped. At least that was, you know, her plan. Totally illegal. But, you know, hey, Jim Comey's on her side. So is Loretta Lynch. No prosecution there for her. It wasn't going to happen. So the 30,000 emails are out there, lost in electrons, as we say on the internet. They're just sort of circulating. Now, and again, I'm going to say it again. These emails are out there. We know they're out there. There's been a lot of emails from Hillary Rodham Clinton that have been hacked. And I said this before. I got an offer to get the emails a long time ago. I don't know, year and a half ago. So this is nothing new. And so rest assured, every intelligence agency in the world, and probably, you know, I don't know how many citizens of the world have these emails. They have them. They've been hacked. They're out there. So Donald Trump comes up and says, well, you know, Russia, because they're trying to blame Russia for supporting Trump. This is what they're saying, is that Putin is supporting Trump. Well, I don't know if it's so much Putin supporting Trump as Putin is against Obama and Hillary. And it's pretty clear that he is. Obviously, since Putin found out, by way of, you know, some of the stuff we did here on this radio show with Scott Bennett about the ISIS connection to Hillary Rodham Clinton, terror financing, and President Barack Hussein Obama back in 2009 and 10 and 11, that they were supporting ISIS and paid, bought and paid for ISIS as a terrorist organization. Well, Putin didn't like that. Do you think that might make Putin angry? Do you think Putin got even more angry when ISIS brought down a jet airliner and killed 227 Russians in the Sinai? Remember that? Do you remember that? Well, you know, things started to change at that point for Putin. He didn't like Obama. Well, he didn't like him to begin with. But the bottom line is, now you're killing Russians. So it's not so much that he's supporting Trump as he's, you know, not supporting and trying to do everything he can to destroy Obama and protect his own people at this point, because that's where this all lies. Now, I'm not supporting Russia, Putin, or whatever. I'm just saying, when the man's under attack from President Barack Hussein Obama, he's going to react. What do you expect him to do? And he's got the tools to come back and react against America, and he did, and he has, and he'll continue to. So it's just natural that these Democrats are going to point the finger at Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump. It's Putin and Trump. It's the Russians supporting Donald Trump. It's not the Russians supporting Donald Trump. The Russians are trying to destroy President Barack Hussein Obama in the way that they can, because President Barack Hussein Obama has turned his little private army, ISIS, and Hillary's army. Just remember, it was Hillary who was right there stride for stride with the president. Benghazi, 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 running guns from Benghazi into Syria. Hello. Tons and tons of them. We outed that in the first 18 hours of after Benghazi on this radio show. Little lowly Agenda 21 radio had only been on the air for a few months. And we did that. We had the resources, the sources on the ground. We did that. And it's been known since then. All the major media people know that. If we knew it, Fox News knew it, NBC, CBS, then of course they knew it. The cover-up was on. And even remains that way today. But no more. People are not buying the narrative. And this is why people are getting more and more upset with the Democratic Party, and especially upset with Hillary Rodham Clinton. Because they know she's lied, and she continues to lie. Boy, I'll tell you, some of these, like I was talking about in the last segment, these YouTubes out there, these people with their vitriol towards Hillary. You know, this guy kept on saying, she lies, she lies, she lies. I mean, just, you know, and you hear, you know, the Ted Cruz, you know, Ted Cruz the liar and all this stuff from Donald Trump. But this guy had it down. I mean, this guy was just vitriolic. And one woman was really, really upset and deceived. Now, she was a delegate, this one woman that I was watching. She was a delegate. And I think actually we put her up on Agenda 21 Radio on the left-hand side. You can see the player from yesterday. And she was just yelling. I can't play it because it's so profanity-laced that we can't play it on radio. Because, you know, we have terrestrial stations. So anyway, but she was not a happy camper. And for rightfully so, because she's figured this out too. The new stream media, us, alternative media, we are having that impact like we've talked about before. The truth is coming out to these people. And you know, people search for the truth. This is the thing that I've found, really, in politics in this last cycle, that the American people have decided on their own to not listen to the mainstream media because they know they're being lied to. And what they have done is taken the initiative. This is a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. You might not know it. You might not recognize it. I saw the face of the revolution last Saturday at the Jefferson Assembly, the first ever. My God, the new state of Jefferson was born. Over 700 people show up to take charge of their own country. It was the most amazing thing. And that's what's happening right now with people at the new stream media. What they're doing is they're sourcing information and they're finding out the truth. They're finding out the truth. They're not being deceived. And they're rising up. And they're going to rise up against the liars, the sociopathic liars. And who are the two biggest? Hillary Rodham Clinton and who else? President Barack Hussein Obama. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens Harvest.com.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All blessings. And the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Los Angeles Times, we brought this up yesterday. We're going to talk about it in the next segment, the next hour. Goes along with, what's going on with the DNC and so on. But they open up the DNC for day four with the bad news coming from Los Angeles out of the LA Times that a USC poll was done and shows Trump with a commanding 7-point lead over Hillary Rodham Clinton. I mean, that is absolutely huge. And, of course, the turnaround is enormous, which is what, you know, which is really the big conversation because in the same poll a couple months ago, he was like really trailing by 12 or something like that. So this is a huge turnaround. And again, will she get a bump from the DNC? Well, let's see. Normally they do. They're usually a 2 or 3 or 4 point jump in the polling numbers collectively. We'll probably go to Real Clear Politics to check that out. But, you know, it won't happen today. We'll get it over the weekend, probably on Monday or Tuesday, and we'll see what those numbers look like. Now, the big question is, what will we do with these numbers and what will happen with them? I think Trump is just going to continue to outpace. My prediction, I'm going to make a prediction. My prediction is she's not going to get that much of a bump. or if she does, it won't last that long. Donald Trump already out there going to take the lead, and he's going to make comments about the shooting in San Diego. Stealing the bully pulpit from President Barack Hussein Obama. Donald Trump's done that. Gee, who is the real president at this time? It's whoever has the bully pulpit and who is ever listening to him. And the Democrats, they know that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And remember, as I say at this time, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.